Welcome back to the WFMU Fundraising Marathon, Andy Breckman.
Hey, thanks, buddy.
You seem real high energy tonight.
No, I'm with you.
Yeah, great.
I'm pumped.
Cool. Excellent.
Hey, maybe one of our listeners or maybe somebody in the phone room can tell me why I do the show every week, because I just plumb forgot.
Yeah, you wrote a mighty big check last week.
Dear God.
And I thank you for it. I thank everybody who pledged last week.
But especially me.
Especially
me. Hey, here's a question. That kind of leads a perfect segue into another question I have.
Yeah.
Why aren't I treated better when I'm around here? It occurs to me I'm kind of a big wheel. I'm a big contributor. I get no respect at all.
I think you're treated pretty well, actually.
Yeah, doesn't feel like
it. Yeah.
Somebody ought to be meeting me at the curb and opening the door. Seems to me.
Well, you may have written a very large check last week, but I've been wearing this hat on my head for the last 7 days.
People,
I love D.
But non-stop. There's more to the word. There's three more letters to that word.
There are. It's a diminutive form of Richard. I love D.
Yeah.
And I've been wearing this hat as a result of last week's program for the last week straight.
How's that feel?
I'm kind of used to it now.
And have you come to, in fact, love D?
Yes, I have had more sex in the last week than I've had in years.
It's the hat, baby.
It's not exactly the way I remembered sex being, but whatever.
Whatever. You take it where you can get it.
Yeah.
Life is fleeting, buddy. Life is short.
If you want to see the hat I'm wearing, we do have a live video stream tonight. Tonight is the annual Wheel of Fate episode of 7 Second
the
Delay.
The annual Wheel of Fate episode.
It is. We do this every year. Just in the last 2 years, you refuse to do stunts.
Yeah, because I'm a mature man. When did this go from being fun to being sad? Do you know when? I know when. It's not a rhetorical question. It was 8 years ago.
Yes, I was going to say.
When I turned 56.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I'm 64 now. I'm going to be bobbing for apples in the toilet before this day's over.
Where did
Where did my life go wrong?
No toilet.
Dear God.
There's nothing. No toilet.
It's bad enough. Everything on this wheel this week, I'm dreading. Everything.
If you would like to see what's on
Congratulations on that. There's not a single slot on the wheel that offers any respite at all to me. Well done.
Respite.
Oh, respite?
Yeah.
What, I mispronounced it?
Respite?
This is it. How much do I have to pledge to get you to stop correcting me and being a jerk? How much? Name a figure. Give me a number.
$5,000. $5,000.
$5,000 we hit last week. I hate this place.
Okay, so here's the deal.
I hate this place. I give and I give. And I get my grammar corrected. Just shoot me.
We are at...
Is my life so empty that this is where I have to go and write checks?
Oh, stop. Stop. The phone number here is 800-989-9368. You can pledge online at WFMU.org. We're $152 away from the first spin of the wheel.
How does this work?
This works every $500. We spin the wheel, and here are the things...
That it could land on. There are 24 slots.
Yeah.
And the wheel would sound like this. It's like an old-fashioned carnival midway wheel, right?
Yeah. And we got 24 different things. Actually, a $100 pledge takes up three spots.
So it's about 21 different slots.
Yeah. 21 stunts. It's the return of the stunt to 7 Second Delay.
This is pathetic. Woo! Oh, please,
and
Veronica.
$152 away from the,
I am hoping
that Andy gets the wet condom challenge. That's one thing I'm hoping for.
Oh, my God.
I'm also hoping Andy might have to wear a frilly hat for an entire week.
Why did I go to the trouble of growing old? Why? If this is the reward you get.
I know the reason.
Because the alternative sucks.
I know the reason, and I will have to get back to you about it.
So let's give our phone number, 800-989-9368, or you can pledge online if you have an internet, if your computer is connected to the internet, WFMU.org.
And you can watch us tonight, thanks to John and Ruth.
Yeah, thank you, John and Ruth. Hey, for every $75 gives you
Vinyl rock opera.
It's a vinyl record.
WFM Coup.
That's the name of the rock opera.
That was your name.
WFM Coup.
Yeah, you thought of that.
Because it's about It's about the staff overthrowing Ken here at the station.
Yeah.
It's a little fantasy opera, like Tommy, you know, a fantasy.
Right.
And and it's performed by, written and performed by 12, 13, maybe 14 listeners, musically inclined listeners. Every $20, if you pledge $20, you get the punchline to this week's riddle. The riddle was written by...
Oh, my God, this is a funny one.
The riddle was written by my four-year-old grandson. He made it up himself, Miles Breckman, and I'll read it to you. I wrote it down. See if you can guess the punchline to this.
Okay.
What did the banana say to the poopy dog?
I don't know. It must
well, you'll have to find out. You have to call. You have to spend $20.
All the phone people have the punchline to that joke.
Thank you, Miles. Miles Carter Breckman.
It is a mind-blowing joke.
You don't see it coming.
No, you don't.
A lot of jokes are kind of telegraphed. You kind of know where the joke's going.
Yeah, with this one, it's the humor that makes it so funny.
Yeah, and it's the humor.
And the humor is so unexpected.
Yeah, you really don't see it going. I've told the jokes a few times. No one's even gotten close to guessing this punchline. I'll repeat the question again. What did the banana say to the poopy dog?
I don't know what.
You'll have to call, my
friend. Among the other stunts on the wheel tonight, if somebody will just pledge $152 so we can get this thing going already.
Yeah, it'll be like, that's what it'll sound like.
There's a peanut butter mohawk. Andy might have to bump and grind, do a striptease for 30 seconds. Andy might have to eat something from the trash can.
Oh, God help me.
He might have to wear a Hitler mustache home tonight.
That's not good.
Ken, you have to do all these things too, right?
Yeah, well, every other time.
I just hope and pray that my wife doesn't Google Hitler and put everything together.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
I go home.
I'm sorry about that. There's the newest member of the WFMU dog family, Pony, that gets to lick your face clean of beef broth.
Or your face.
Maybe my face. I doubt it.
What do you mean you doubt it?
Who does Pony belong to?
Pony's Michelle's new dog.
Oh,
we are $74 away. 800-989-9368.
What else might happen?
The other things that might happen, the peanut butter mohawk, you might have to lick the peanut butter out of my armpit. The wet condom challenge, the dry condom challenge.
Oh, God.
Howling like a wolf for 30 seconds, wearing a frilly hat for a week. Andy might have to wear a frilly hat for an entire week, just as I have had to wear this atrocity upon my head as a result of last week's program.
So even though it doesn't say it, the frilly hat will still communicate the same message.
Yes.
I love D.
Yes.
I might, just for simplicity's sake, turn gay for a week.
That would help.
I think the frilly hat just sends the message that you are a man who likes frilly hats.
Yeah. Who doesn't like a pretty frilly hat?
I like them on my chicks.
$74 away.
I never thought I'd wear one.
Come on, people. We're $74 away from the first
spin of the wheel. What else might occur if this wheel goes around?
Okay, let me see what else is on there. Oh, you might have to lick the bare foot of whoever's on phone number 3.
Okay, who is that?
That is...
that Beverly or Maureen or who is that?
Phone number 3, stand up.
Oh,
Andy,
hi.
You're so lucky.
Oh, it's Elaine.
Brenna.
It's who?
Brenna.
Brenna.
You lucked out with Brenna on phone 3.
Dear God.
You really lucked out.
I have
out.
To lick that foot.
Excellent foot
man.
Hygiene.
It could have if it had been phone 4, look whose foot you'd have to be
I'll
licking.
I'll lick anyone's foot, but I thank God I brought a bunch of this hand sanitizer.
Yeah, what are you going to do with that?
I'm going to make Brenna drink a bunch of it.
You're going to We're $74 away. We have to flip for the first. You know,
we're flipped to see who spins first.
Who spins first?
I'll call heads.
Heads it is.
Wait, does that mean I go or does that mean I choose?
That means you go first.
No, it means I choose.
Who are you going to believe? You were.
We should have
your lion eyes.
We should have worked this out before you flipped.
I'll go first.
Fine.
800-989-9368, and we need a play. Oh, we are there. Not only are we there, we're very close to the next spin. Veronica, you can tell me this one's on me.
Okay, whatever it lands on, Ken will have to do.
First spin of the wheel. There's almost no escape on tonight's Wheel of
this
Fate.
This is all bad.
It's all bad.
Oh, you're licking Brenna's foot.
I'm licking Brenna's foot. Okay.
Well, I don't have enough hand sanitizer for the both of us.
All right, Brenna, take off your Can I lick your foot, please?
Yeah, right. Well, yeah, you have to ask her, Ken.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Consent.
For the love of
pain.
God, yeah. It should be written consent.
Can we get Brenna over on the mic?
It really shouldn't count. The woman is obviously drunk.
We're now about $160 away from the next.
You're going to make her come into you? That's how
it? I just want consent.
Brenna, you're going to make her walk.
Have you learned nothing in this Me Too era?
I just want to let you know, Brenna, you can say no to this.
Brenna, just get right on mic there. And I would just like to ask permission if I can just lick your foot. It's going to be very quick, dry lick, over.
Why do I get the feeling Ken's asked for this many times in the past?
No big deal. Of course, you can say no. It doesn't have to be your bare foot. I could lick your foot through stockings or whatever you happen to have on underneath your shoes.
Do I have to watch it? Do I have to listen to this?
No. What do you say?
Are you really going to do it?
Yeah, I'm really going to do it.
Okay.
All right. Yes. Now you have to talk, Andy. Andrea and Andy, you guys have to talk.
My name's Veronica, Ken. I have to say, I cannot believe the state on the wheel, and I can't believe it's the first stunt that's happening. I'm really, and I can't believe that Brenna said yes.
No. What you can't believe.
There's so many things I can't believe.
I know, Veronica.
Oh,
you're missing.
God.
You're missing the headline.
Oh my God.
You're missing the headline. Brenna said yes, and then Ken went, yeah.
Wait, did it already happen?
I lucked out. That was
a clean foot.
Nothing compared to what it could have been.
Oh, my God. Oh,
okay.
Jeez. You know, you could have drawn that out, Ken, so that, you know, it would have been more of a stunt.
But the next spin is Andy's. We're $157 away.
People ask me why I hang out with Ken. It's because next to Ken, I really do feel and look like a full-functioning adult human being.
Appearances can be deceiving.
Yeah.
I want to thank Jenny and Alexandria.
Thank you, Jenny.
Adam in Massachusetts.
Thank you.
Lonnie in Jersey City.
Yep.
Tim in Seattle, Washington.
Yep. They all called 800-989-9368, or they pledged online, WFMU.org.
And Oscar in the UK. Thank you all very much. 800-989-9368. This is the Wheel of Fate. Andy might have to wear a frilly hat or a hat that says, obey your husband for an entire week, just as I have had to wear.
I'm going to Colonial Williamsburg next week on vacation.
Oh, excellent. I hope you have to wear that hat. Oh, it's going to be way better than this foot licking that just practically didn't happen.
Yeah. Wait. We got to get the ground rules. I can't wear it on vacation at Colonial Williamsburg, a frilly hat, every time I go out.
I had to wear this hat that I'm wearing now to the bank. I had to go to the bank to deposit marathon money.
Wow.
Right?
Well, if you got the right teller, it probably was okay.
I had to go to the doggy park and meet people who I know through the doggy park.
Okay.
People who I'm going to have to see every night again for years to come.
But that's different. I'm going to be sitting on a train for 7 hours with my family.
Yeah, that's much better, much safer. Are we stuck? Are we stuck at $157 away? 800-989-9368.
What else is on the wheel? $75 gets you... Or rock opera, what's it called?
It's called WFM Coup.
You want to play a little taste of it?
Yeah, let's play a little bit of it. This is
track number 7.
This is from Hyman and Metalfunkel. This is the scene where I try to rally the troops to undo Andy's damage. This is after Andy has taken over WFMU under an alias and installed an all James Taylor format. And then this is where I try to rally the foot.
Your best won't do.
They are great.
Yeah, they're singing about me.
They're great. This is fantastic.
They're singing about me. I'm not going to take it. I'm not going to put up with the old James Taylor format.
Not all James Taylor. We play a lot of Livingston.
That's true. You do play a lot of James Taylor outtakes. I'll give you that. Hey, thank you to the Bindlestiff Family Circus. Thank you so much. They've been listening a long time. Love FMU. Thank you for doing what you do.
You're welcome.
Matt from Ontario, thank you.
You're welcome.
Barbara in Essex Fells, first-time pledger, but long-time listener, loves the show.
It didn't hurt at all, did it, Barb?
Thank you,
pledging
Barbara.
Pledging to us. Hey, we should get everyone that pledged last week to pledge again. Pledge the same amount again. Do it again.
Oh, great
Wasn't
idea.
It fun last week, pledging? Just do it again. Just IBID, repeat.
We are $57 away from the next spin of the wheel, and Andy has the next spin of the wheel.
Oh, God. So, what else might I land on?
You might have to write your name on the studio floor with your tongue.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
I use my tongue for other things.
Yeah, you might have to eat something out of the trash can.
Oh, that's not good.
My daughter might have to draw a big old D on your forehead.
Oh, that's not good. That's bad for 8 reasons.
You might have to lick peanut butter out of my armpit.
No, that's not good.
There's the chubby bunny marshmallow challenge.
The cutest challenge.
Yeah.
That's sticking marshmallows in my mouth.
And you have to say chubby bunny after each new marshmallow.
How do I get out of these if I don't want
you can't.
To do it?
That's the thing about tonight.
I can.
You cannot.
What floor are we on? The fourth floor?
Yeah,
fourth I can jump out that window.
No, you can't.
I'd be dead.
No, you cannot.
You won't be dead by jumping out the fourth floor.
You don't think that would kill me?
No.
Really?
No, it would just, it might maim you.
I'll bet you $200 that would kill me.
Okay.
The windows don't even...
Sucker!
The windows don't open, Andy.
I could get through that window if I really had to.
No, you couldn't. Bet you couldn't. Bet you $100
well,
you couldn't get through the window.
We'll know soon enough. If it lands on lap dance, we're going to know.
Oh, you're dreading the lap dance?
I'm dreading all of it. Congratulations, Ken. You've built a wheel of doom that I'm dreading from top to bottom.
People, what is going on here? We are $147 away. No, only $47 away. $47 away from Andy's next debasement.
989-9368. If we get through me, if I can somehow just get through me, then Ken will be up at bat.
Thank you, Stan in Kentucky and Ben in Wisconsin.
You're welcome.
Paige,
on behalf of them, I'm going to say you're welcome.
Okay. Paige in North Plainfield.
This is my impression of
Thank
Paige.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Ken.
Paige actually likes the Pidge.
What?
But Paige also pledged to our show, to the Pigeon and to us. Thank you, Walter in Georgia. Dean in South Amboy.
My impression of Dean and Walter. You're welcome. Hey, you're welcome, Ken.
Those are uncanny. I don't know how you do impressions like that.
Well, I've been working on for months.
$2 away. $2 away from Andy having to spin the wheel.
We're not going
to
make it.
$2. Call up and pledge
$10. It's a lot of money these days.
Call up and pledge $10, 800-989-9368.
Hey, anybody that pledges gets the punchline to this joke contributed by my grandson, Miles.
Let me see if I remember
Miles.
The joke.
Yeah.
What did the banana say to the poopy bird?
That's right.
Yes, I know it because it's so funny. It's so unexpected.
I didn't ask Miles, but I believe it's an original.
And it's
joke.
Twisty. And how old is Miles?
He's 4.
He's 4 years old.
Yeah.
This is a great joke. He was inspired to write this joke after our baby talk episode a couple of weeks ago. I wish we had had words like poopy bird.
Yeah.
Or the punchline. $2! We need $2 for Andy to spin the wheel.
This is sad. A 64-year-old man is asking for $2 so he can lick peanut butter out of his friend's armpit.
Yes.
If you just tuned in, that's exactly where we are. The 64-year-old adult is asking for $2 from strangers so he can lick peanut butter out of his friend's armpit.
That's living, baby.
That's it. That's the end of the world.
Yeah, that's why
that's, he stopped. That's the end.
This is why Andy stopped doing stunts for 2 years. This might be the last time he ever agrees to do stunts.
What the heck?
So please make the wheel spin. Pledge $10 right now at 800-989-9368. We're stuck at $3,498. We spin the wheel every interval of 500. I can't believe it. I can't believe we're sitting here stuck $2.
It's like $2
away.
It's like we're on a schooner in the middle of the ocean and the winds have just stopped. We're just sitting here. Pretty soon we're going to have to eat each other alive. We're just adrift.
What is the single worst stunt for you?
On here?
Is it the frilly hat? Wearing the frilly hat?
Frilly hat would be bad. I know my wife would hate that other hat.
Obey your husband.
I don't understand. The Hitler mustache would be bad. If you Google Hitler, you'll see why.
All right, let me do that.
I believe he committed, and this is my opinion.
Yeah.
I believe he committed a hate crime.
Is that with one T or two T's? I'm not getting anything.
When you're Googling him?
Under
the striptease would be bad.
Is it one T?
Cutting holes in my shirt.
Oh, my God, we're there. We've done it. We have done it. Go ahead, Andy.
The foot, I have to spin?
Your spin.
I'm really dreading it.
Andy's spinning the wheel. What's it going to come up at?
What if I don't spin?
You have to spin. I'll spin
I do?
It. I'll spin it for
you. All right, I'm spinning. All right.
Oh,
I can't
please.
Even look.
Oh, please.
What are you hoping
Peanut
for?
Butter mohawk. Peanut butter mohawk. Oh, my God.
What is that?
Oh, that's so awful.
What is it?
Oh, my
what?
God.
What is it?
Oh,
tell me
hat?
What it is.
Is it the hat?
No.
Is it the hat?
He has to sign up for the Pottery Barn newsletter.
Yes!
Oh, my God.
I guess, do I do it right now?
Yeah. No, you can do it after the show.
You mean they're going to be sending me emails all the time
now? Yeah, yeah. All right.
You'll trust fantastic. Me to do it? How do I prove that I did this?
I want to see the receipt.
Wait, Andy, why don't you sign up now, and then at the end of the show, you can tell us how many emails you've already gotten from them.
Or I can tell you what looks good in their new April newsletter.
Thank you, John in Asheville. Go to hell,
wait,
Andy.
How do I sign up? Do I go to Pottery
Let's
Barn?
Let's not do it right now. Patrick in Columbus. All these people got the great punchline to that joke.
PotteryBarn.com?
Andy, don't do it right now. Patrick in Columbus.
Greg
in New York. How much do we have to pledge to find out what was supposed to happen on The Good Cop in season 2?
That's true. That's true.
Because Greg pledged a lot. How
he
much
did?
More? Yeah. How much more does he have to pledge to find out?
I will be happy to talk to this guy. What's his name?
Greg.
Greg on the way home tonight.
Okay.
And
so, Greg, call us and give us a number that Andy can call you at on his drive home.
Just remind me. Wait, somebody has to remind me to do that.
800-989-9368. Thank you, Peter in New York City says keep spinning, and Alex in New York. And we are now, how far away are we
the
now?
Good cop. What happened on the good cop?
Looks like
$326 away.
Greg, you know what's sad? Even my family couldn't care less what happened on the good cop.
I care.
Netflix, I had 10 episodes of a show on Netflix. They canceled me after 10. I ended with a big cliffhanger. Nobody cared in this later. This guy Craig calls and cares. Okay, wait, here, Pottery Barn. Hold on, I'm up.
All right,
hold
on. You thank the pottery. You subscribe.
How do I subscribe to their newsletter?
Andy, don't
wait.
Do
you think they already know? Wait,
they already know all about you.
They do.
Yeah, they're big on surveillance.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, they've been watching.
I probably have to order something. Right?
Pottery Barn. No, you can just sign up to be on their newsletter.
Just show me how. Oh, customer service. Find a store.
Thank you to Jason in Brooklyn. Thanks.
Oh,
to
registry. There you go.
Kurt in San Francisco.
Oh, registry is like if you're getting married.
Thank you, Pablo.
Oh, that's
thank you, Dana. I wonder if that's our old thank you gal, Dana.
If somebody wants to come in and register me, I just want to be upfront, transparent.
Thank you, Justin.
Hey, here's my impression of Justin. I don't usually do impressions, but yeah. I think you'll like this.
Go ahead.
You're welcome.
That sounded like, what's his name?
Dean?
Yeah, yeah. It sounded like Dean.
That's my impression of Dean doing Justin.
Thank you, Purani.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Dan.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Tyler in
Seattle.
Thanks, Darren.
My pleasure.
Oh, Darren made such a great pro wrestling video that you can see on our homepage.
Oh, fantastic.
It's very
fantastic
funny.
Fantastic job, Darren.
Yeah, thank you, Darren and Brett.
Yeah, welcome.
Thanks, Eliza in Pine Bush.
You're welcome.
And we're 300 and something.
26.
300.
Hey, everybody that pledges gets the punchline. If you play $75, you get the rock opera. You get Ken, a professional broadcaster, saying your name on the air. You get me imitating you with my funny You're Welcome runner. The kids love it. The kids in the phone room love it. Hey, we should thank everyone in the phone room.
Yeah.
Beverly and Estelle and Monica. Barbara.
There are no Beverly.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
This is why we have to make Andy wear a frilly hat for a week. And the only way to do that is to make that wheel spin. And you have to pledge for that to happen. We're $326 away from the next spin, which happens to be mine. But after that, it's
well,
Andy's spin.
That's why no one's calling.
800-989-9368. Just one mouse pledge. Somebody doing $30 a month would put us over right now.
Yeah, I think people should want to see Ken being humiliated. You're absolutely right, Veronica. The phones ring on the Andy cycles
that's
more
right.
than Ken.
That's
yeah.
right. I wonder why that is. I would like to thank everybody in the phone room.
You're welcome.
I think we should do that.
Here's my impression of the phone room slaves.
Go ahead.
You're welcome. Hey, you're welcome, Veronica. Our pleasure, Veronica. Thanks for having me. Where's the food? Hey, is the food free? Is this food fresh?
Stop.
Any hash browns? Any more hash browns?
Stop doing that. You've killed the marathon. You've killed the entire fundraiser with your funny voices. Oh, boy. 800-989-9368.
Those are all my new characters. Oh, I just pray to God Lorne Michaels listening. Oh, please.
What are the names of these characters?
That last one?
Yeah.
Fredo. Fredo.
Oh, Fredo, like from The Godfather.
I knew it was you, Fredo.
WFMU.org is... You
broke my heart.
You can pledge at WFMU.org. You can call 800-989-9368. We are stuck again. 326.
You know what I'll do, Ken?
Yeah.
You know what I'll do? Because I love
what?
You.
Yeah.
And I have mixed feelings about the station.
Yeah.
I love Veronica.
Yeah.
I love Elaine here and all the other call screeners.
We love David, Brenna, Jill, Olivia, Robert, Nick, and Joe.
Never heard of them. Never heard of any
those
of them.
Those are the actual phone.
Those are the actual
the
phone
actual
volunteers.
Phone volunteers.
It's fun to just make up names, isn't it, Veronica? Just okay. You know what I'm going to do?
What are you going to do?
I will shorten the can. I will agree to this, that your cycle can be half of my cycle.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So we can get to you at $250.
Okay, great.
Because I guess I gather people want to humiliate me.
$56 away. We are okay. $56 away.
But that means Veronica has to do a little tricky math.
That's true.
Okay.
That's okay. Yeah. I can do tricky math.
She can do it.
Okay. So sorry. What are we doing?
The Ken cycles are $250.
Ooh.
Andy's cycles are $500.
Is there a Korean boy in the phone room?
No.
No, that's okay. $250 is a very easy number.
It's a round number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a round number. So for the next cycle, if we're going by $250, we just need
$56. 56 big ones at 800-989-9368. Thank you to David in Minneapolis. Julia in Phoenix, thanks. Brian in Virginia, who also makes really great web tools for us. Connor in Brooklyn.
Thanks all. Thank you all.
And John in Pittsburgh.
And I'm not being sarcastic.
Oh, we're now $41 away from me having to spin the wheel.
People are calling for that punchline. They want to know.
What did the banana say to the poopy bird?
Yep, exactly. It's not what you think.
It's twisty.
Yeah. It's not what you think, Veronica.
It really... It's like, what? Yeah, it's
I know the obvious answer.
No, it took me by surprise.
Yeah, it took you by surprise. Thank you, Miles Breckman, for that joke.
He's got the Breckman.
$41.
He does. He's on his way, baby.
Comedy genius.
He does.
$41 away. 800-989-9368. $41 away from the next spin of the wheel. 800-989-9368.
Or if your computer is hooked up to the internet, to the World Wide Web, WFMU.org. No local web traffic, please.
Jason from Wisconsin calls, and Andy, he has a very serious question.
Yes, the answer is yes, Jason.
Regarding the best song introduction topic from a few weeks ago.
Yes, I forgot about that.
Yes.
Controversial, right? Provocative.
He wanted to know how the data was collected and what analytics were applied. Were there power pivot tables and charts?
It's a good question. When it comes to music... Mm-hmm. I don't have to rely on data or statistics.
Why?
Because I was born, luckily, I'm not bragging about it, just an accident of birth, with perfect musical taste. Perfect.
Ah.
Musical taste.
Got it.
If I like music, if I like a song, it's a good song. It's always a good song. I've never been wrong. I've never liked a song and have it turn out to be a bad song.
I think I've seen you be wrong.
No, no I'm perfect music. And I'm not bragging. I'm not sitting here bragging. It's just hardwired in. It's in my DNA.
Actually,
I don't know why you don't call me and consult me more.
Actually, people were very disappointed by the song when we finally revealed it at the end there.
It was Wilson Pickett.
Yeah, Land of a Thousand Dances.
Yeah, the best intro to any song ever.
People were totally perplexed.
Well, you mean your listeners were totally perplexed?
Yeah.
You mean FMU listeners?
I mean every...
Oh, I'm surprised. I'm shocked. They heard a great song.
Well, you're on...
And they were perplexed.
Hey, thank you, Ruth. And Ruth is doing the video tonight with John.
Oh, thank you, Ruth. Above and beyond.
Also for doing it last week as well and for all the other shows.
Yep.
Thank you, Fern in New York, says Soak Andy.
No.
In honor of listener Claire's birthday. Oh, our regular caller and listener Aaron in Minnesota. Thank you, Aaron. Wants to hear Andy do the impression of Aaron's text-to-speech voice. You've had Aaron calls up and he uses text-to-speech. Go ahead. Do.
Now this has to be a real impression.
Do your impression.
Can anyone do the text-to-speech robot voice? I guess.
I can kind of do it.
You're welcome. That's me. That's like a bad lost in space robot.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Thank you, Marilyn in Monroe says, great show. William.
Wait. Go back. What did she say?
Read that again.
I didn't hear.
Great show.
Wait, what kind of show?
Great show.
Wait, I couldn't hear. You're mumbling.
Great.
Oh, great show.
Great.
Wow,
Marilyn and Monroe, thank you.
Thank you, Marilyn.
All right, it's time for a spin.
I forget what Marilyn said. Wait, this is you.
This is me.
Okay, it's all up to
you.
Hey, wait, we only have
and
one.
Now how far away are from Andy's spin, Veronica?
Kenny, we only have one frilly hat.
$8.
No, that's not true. No, recount that number.
Oh, I pledge $100.
Oh, it landed on $100.
Make out a pledge card for me for $100, and we are now.
Oh man.
Let's see, $3,500 was me, we're about $208 away from Andy. Is that right?
Yeah.
$208. We need a $208 pledge
I would tread even the $100 this week.
At 800-989-9368. Only 25 minutes left.
800-989-9368.
To make Andy undergo the wet condom challenge. That is on the table tonight, my friends. The wet condom challenge.
That's what you're hoping for,
yeah,
most?
I'm really hoping for that.
I'm dreading everything.
We will go out onto the new fourth floor porch, just built, and we will hold a full bursting at the seams condom over your head. Yeah. Right over your head, drop it, and it'll go right over your head.
Yeah.
The condom will re-cement itself around your neck.
What the hell are you talking about?
And it'll be like you're in a Jules Verne movie. You'll have one of those deep sea helmets.
I believe the deep sea helmets don't exactly work like that. I believe they are water free. That's the whole point of the deep sea helmet. This is the opposite of a deep sea helmet.
I will work that out later after the
show.
So
I will be encased in a water balloon.
Yeah. Oh, now $88 away from Andy's pledge, 800-989-9368. Thank you, William in Denmark. Oh, howdy from Liam in Denmark.
Oh, Liam is my partner in crime.
Yeah,
in the game business.
Yeah, thanks, Liam. Liam's working at Lego.
He's at a real game company.
Yeah.
He doesn't need me.
Yeah, well, you need him. You need Liam's ideas. Thank you, Jocelyn in New York. Aisha in Bridgewater, New Jersey. Thanks to Gil in Sweden. Thanks to Nelson and Joan in Stamford, New York.
Here's my impression of Joan in Stamford, New York.
Okay, go ahead.
You're welcome, Ken.
It doesn't really sound like her.
Oh, shut up.
That sounds like your Mickey Mouse voice.
That's her if you wake her up at 5 in the morning.
Okay.
Believe me.
And we're
wearing a stocking mask.
$88 away now from Andy spinning the wheel. It could all come to an end now. Andy might have to wear a peanut butter mohawk.
Oh, my God.
He might
that's
have to
bad.
Have a big D drawn on his forehead.
What's this saliva sock? I'm looking at something called a saliva sock.
This was great. Daisy's friend Leah came up with this one.
Yeah.
You take off your sock.
I already hate this.
And then we take it around the phone room, and everybody in the phone room has to spit in the sock. And then you have to put the sock back on. And then
that's
you have to go
terrible.
Home.
That's all of that is terrible, including the going home. Looking my kids in the eye.
$88 away from Andy spinning the wheel of fate. 800. There we are. We're there. We're there. Go ahead, Andy. Your spin.
I really, really hate this.
800-989-9368.
Okay. Here's a successful, full-functioning adult spinning the wheel of fate for no reason at all.
Full functioning is a funny
thing. No reason that I could think of at the moment.
It's a very...
To raise money for the station.
It's a phrase.
Exactly, Veronica. You made my argument for me. Zero reason.
And, oh, yes!
What?
Yes! Is it? It's the Chubby Bunny Challenge!
Yay!
What is that?
The Chubby Bunny Challenge. Daisy Friedman.
No.
Please bring on the marshmallows.
Auntie, you're going to love it. You're going to love it. Trust me, you want this challenge above any other challenge.
I do.
Chubby Bunny.
It sounds horrible.
Have you seen the other challenges on the wheel?
This is, do I have to take my gum
Daisy,
out?
Daisy, will you bring the garbage can over here as well? Just in case.
In case I end up vomiting.
Yeah. Now you have to put at least 20 marshmallows in your mouth.
No, 20 marshmallows.
And
that would kill a man.
Every time you add a marshmallow, you have to say Chubby Bunny.
So
you don't swallow them. You don't have to swallow them.
Oh, I'm sorry. I dropped one. All right.
Go ahead.
Dear God. Okay.
800-989-9368.
I'll start off with 3 or 4.
Okay.
I'm obviously going to squish them up.
Well, that's kind of cheating.
No one can get 20.
Joey Chestnut wouldn't do that.
Okay.
60. You have to say Chubby Bunny.
Andy's putting 3 marshmallows in his mouth.
Even three,
after you
this is gonna
shove
kill
the
me.
Marshmallows in your mouth.
3. Chubby Bunny. Add number 4 and say Chubby Bunny. Come on. Add number 4 and say Chubby Bunny.
Come on,
number 4.
Come on, Andy.
Number 4. Chubby Bunny. That was good. Number 5, and then we'll let you go. Number 5.
Come on.
Don't try to swallow it. Whatever you do, don't swallow.
Yeah.
Does anybody know the Heimlich maneuver? Andy's going to be okay. He's turning red. Come on, one more Chubby Bunny.
We only have to worry if he's turning blue.
All right.
Wait, what was that?
Yeah. Yay! All right. 800-989. Oh, do I have to spin now?
Yes.
Oh, it's my spin. And we are.
I want you to get that one.
And we're $447 away from Andy's spin. 800-989-9368.
That's spectacular radio right there.
Oh, don't be something terrible.
Please be something horrible.
Don't be terrible.
Frilly hat! No, no, frilly hat! No.
Yay!
Yes! That is frilly hat.
Frilly hat applies only to Andy. Yeah.
What?
The frilly hat applies only to you.
Where'd this come from?
It's written right on there.
Where'd this come
it's
from?
It's written right on the wheel.
Oh, wait, we didn't score a touchdown. Hey, let's move those goalposts a little bit.
I have been wearing this hat for the last week.
Perfect.
This hat has been in my head.
Then your head's all ready and smushy for
it. We agreed that if it came up frilly hat, it would, for me, it would
you're
be
right.
spin
you're
again.
You're right. You're
oh
right.
Gosh.
You're right.
And I can't believe
it. It says Andy only on the wheel. You were, oh my God, you were very prescient, Ken, to put that on. Oh, please be something terrible. Another $100
bucks? Another $100 pledge. All right, put me
Lame.
Down for another $100 pledge.
Well, that's easy
and
for
that's
you.
Weird.
You'll just skim another $100 off the marathon.
And that's weird because that's come up twice. It is on there three times.
Yeah, so there it is.
$447 away from Andy Spin, 800-989-9368. We got spare marshmallows for anybody who wants some marshmallows.
75. Wait, no, it might happen again.
Exactly.
So $75 gets you our rock opera.
WFM Coup.
WFM Coup. You'll laugh, but then you'll find yourself wiping away a little tear. And then you'll find yourself smashing your turntable against the wall. Here's a little taste of it.
This is the big sing-along of the... Oh, this is the guitar solo in the sing-along.
Ken's not gonna take it.
This is the arena sing-along. This is where everybody in the arena goes silent and just sings.
Yeah.
Anymore. Just a small sample of what's
Boy,
on.
Those guys are gifted guys. They're nice guys, too.
800-989-9368.
$20 gets you something.
That was Hyman and Metal Funkel. $20 gets you the punchline to this joke. What did the banana say to the poopy bird? Written by 4-year-old Miles Breckman.
That's right.
His first published joke.
Man, if he ever does become famous, this tape will really embarrass him. And then wait, there's more money. Wait, if you pledge 360 or something, what is there? There's more crap?
More crap, yeah.
Yeah,
still
lots
crap.
Of crap.
Yeah. And
yeah.
Then,
if you love crap.
And then if you do.
This is the place.
500, you get a larger wheelbarrow full of crap.
And then $5,000, you get your crap delivered to your stateroom on the big boat.
Yes. Bodie Weekender, that's for $1,000 a month, a year, or $83 a month. It's actually a Mediterranean cruise.
Oh, you're in the running to
win. You're in the running to win a cruise along with Yola Tango, Belle and Sebastian, Camera Obscura, Teenage Fan Club, Japanese Breakfast, Heinz.
I know these sound like made up names, but apparently they're real bands.
Yeah. Thank you, James. James, or oh, thank you. James pledging again. He wanted to pledge it right here. Thank you to Greg in Madison, NJ.
Hey, we should ask anyone that's pledged to other shows to call and just move your pledge from those other shows to us, right,
no,
Ken?
No, we can't do that.
You don't have to pledge anymore.
No.
Any more money. You don't have to write a new check.
No.
We'll just take
that's
the credit.
Mean.
I'm sorry?
It's really mean.
Yeah, exactly. It's mean, but we would get more money in our little
so we're 200,
slot
$227 away. We just need
file.
Like two people doing $10 a month. Two people doing $10 a month right now at 800-989-9368, and Andy has to spin that wheel of fate.
WFMU.org if you have a computer that's hooked up to the internet. Veronica, why don't you remind us of some highlights from this year? I can't remember. I can't remember a one.
Well, there
many
was
of
the,
them were your ideas.
No, I think you mean that many of them started as my ideas, and then you changed them at the last minute.
Yes. We decided not to do it at the last
right,
minute.
Right, exactly.
So you get credit. You suggested a bad idea that that we used right. as a springboard to a much better original idea.
Right, like the baby talk.
Yeah, the baby talk.
Episode.
Wasn't that yours?
That was sorta. An outgrowth. Yeah, that was.
It was an outgrowth. Yeah, that was like an outgrowth.
Oh, you don't want to take credit for anything.
Idea.
Yeah, you don't want to take the blame.
Yeah, that was kind of your idea. You, Veronica suggested that we do a show using only the 100 most common words in English.
Yeah.
But then we realized that there were like no nouns or verbs or adjectives in there.
And remember, Veronica earlier in the year suggested we do an entertaining show?
Yes.
That was your idea.
That was a hilarious idea.
So when are you guys going to do that show?
Well, we're working on it. Okay. It's actually more difficult than it sounds.
Yeah.
About it.
Oh, only $178 away from Andy having to spin the wheel. Thank you, Greg and Madison. Greg says, Andy, Madison's not big enough for the two of us.
Then I guess I'll leave.
You know him?
I'm gone. I'll pack my bags tonight.
Thank you, Jackie in Brooklyn. Jackie
you,
says,
Jackie.
Pledge, goddammit. Ike in Brooklyn says, spin that wheel.
Dear God,
I think
help
we
us
did.
All.
Thank you, Tom in Buffalo. Let's get Andy in a lacy pink bonnet for Easter. Come on, it's Easter time. Andy's made a lot of jokes about women and their pretty frilly hats.
They do love pretty hats.
And now we have a chance of making Andy wear a pretty frilly hat. We have one in house.
My own. I would
it's
get
so pretty and frilly.
I would get my comeuppance.
Yes, you would. $178 away. Just two people doing $10 a month.
If you guys love comeuppance, if you guys are into comeuppance,
there's only 15 minutes to go. Come on, people.
800-989-9368. We give and we give, don't we, Ken, every week?
Ken, can you show the frilly hat on camera?
Oh, yeah. Daisy, can we have the frilly hat in here and we can show it to people? Because you can watch tonight's proceedings. We
have a lot of DJs here at FMU, and I'll give them this. They give every week.
Yeah.
Ken and I give and give.
I'm going to put the frilly hat on you.
I would wear this for a week.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's so pretty.
It is pretty.
It's so pretty, Andrew.
It's a lovely color.
That's your color.
Oh, it's just a little something.
It really is
just
your
a little
color.
Something. Oh, I had it in my closet.
It's your color.
It's nothing special.
Thank you, Patrick in Milltown. Go to hell, Andy. Bring back your Wednesday morning show, Ken. Long live WFMU.
You used to have a show?
I did.
A Wednesday morning show?
I did.
Was it mainly music?
I think so, yeah.
Well, I can see why they voted you off.
Yeah. Thank you, Guido in Cologne.
Hey, and thanks, Guido.
Asheville John, pledge in again. Felder for life. Thank you, station manager Ken. Now, two $100 pledges.
All we need is everyone that pledged last week to just call and pledge again. Just
the
say
the same amount.
Just say let it ride.
The same amount you
pledged. The same amount you last week.
Last week.
If you pledged to another show, just call and switch it over.
No,
we can't do that.
What?
You can't do that. We don't let people switch.
We like the other show. We're not saying you don't like the other show, but now you realize you like us better.
No, we can't.
Can't do that. No, can't do that.
We're only $88 away from the next.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
$88.
Don't you understand this thing is a contest?
$88 away. 800-989-9368.
Aren't you in this to win?
Thank you, Greg in Jackson, Michigan. Thank you, Cindy in New York City. Douglas in San Francisco. Thanks.
Thank you all. Thank you.
Brian in Sherman Oaks. Thanks, Alyssa in Bergenfield.
Thanks, guys. Not being sarcastic.
Thanks, Rebecca in Long Island City.
You
rock, Rebecca. Thanks, Michael in Morris Plains.
Thanks. Did anyone else say you guys are great, or you're great, or the show's great, or great show?
Let me see.
Anyone else using that word?
I
love that. That was the high point of the night for me. No, anything?
Great. Ray in Galway.
Yeah.
For Glynis on Crayons to Perfume, which is a show on the Ichiban Rock and Soul Stream.
I don't think so.
For this unique, great, and wonderful show. Oh, that's why it set off my great alarm. Please keep up the awesome work. For Ken and Andy, I hate you both. Here's some money. Keep it up. Thank you, Gray in Galway.
Nice to be.
Thanks to Andrew in Greenland.
There's no such thing as bad publicity.
Thanks, Thomas in Brooklyn. Philip in Brooklyn, thank you. And thanks, Raymondas in Jersey City.
Thank you all. Not being sarcastic. So we have 10 minutes left. It's been a great year. What else have we done, Veronica?
We're $13 away.
What haven't you done?
$13
away.
What
haven't we tried, at least?
800-989-9368 is the phone number. Looking for pledges at WFMU.org as well. We did the Old Hippies Say the Darndest Things show.
That was so good.
It was?
Yes.
What the hell was that?
Oh, we hijacked Shut Up Weirdos callers last May. That was fun.
No memory of any of these.
We did the whole bros before hoes thing.
Absolutely blanking on that.
I don't even know what that means.
But I'm against it.
It sounds
offensive.
You did a couple of shows with Kelly Jones.
I'm with you, Veronica.
People love you with Kelly Jones.
Well, she's easy. She's easy to work with.
Oh, she's easy.
She makes everyone look easy.
Easy to work with. I see.
Well, what?
Time for your pledge. It's time for your spin, Andy.
I've been dreading this.
Come on, time for Andy to spin the wheel.
Really? We hit our number?
Yep, 800-989-9368 is the phone
twice?
Number.
Wait, what are you saying twice
what
about?
What I'm saying is that it came up for a spin, and then it blew right past there and came up for another spin.
For Ken.
So we both have to spin.
Okay, so I'll spin first?
Yeah, you go. You go, girl.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm dreading any of it. I can't even look.
Be something terrible.
I can't even look.
Be something horrible. Oh. Toothpaste eyebrows!
Yay!
Yes! Toothpaste eyebrows!
What
toothpaste
does that mean?
Toothpaste eyebrows! It means that you have to wear toothpaste over your eyebrows. Daisy, would you please?
But does it say that you get to chant toothpaste eyebrows three times?
I think we should.
Toothpaste eyebrows?
Yeah, go ahead, Daisy. Apply the toothpaste to Andy Breckman's eyebrows, if you would. Thank you, Chris, in Sparta.
Well, this is more dumb than... Oh, thank you, Daisy. Ken's daughter.
Yeah.
Talented daughter. Hey, oh my God, it feels.
Is the toothpaste visible in the phone room?
It's
thumbs
visible.
Up.
It could be thicker.
Thicker. I think the people want thicker. Thicker toothpaste. Thicker toothpaste.
Thicker toothpaste.
Lather it on. Lather it on. Lather it on.
Okay. Who's sadder? Real quick, Daisy, you can chime in on this. The guy getting his toothpaste eyebrows or the adult sitting next to him yelling, lather it on.
Probably the toothpaste eyebrows.
Yeah, probably me.
That's good. All right. Way to go. Okay. That's great.
Thank you.
Andy, you have no... Yeah. I mean, you've dodged so many bullets on this wheel so far.
Yes.
You think this is dodging a bullet, honey?
Yes. So
you do?
Yes, as opposed to licking somebody's foot.
I licked Brenna's foot.
Well, exactly. You were into it. You were
licking peanut
you were praying for it.
Off of Ken's armpit.
Yeah, that would be bad. You're right. That would be worse than this.
And I have to spin as well. Thank you, David, in Brooklyn. I just want to thank a couple of people first. Susan in Kinnelon
wants
to see Andy in a frilly hat.
No, you don't.
We all do.
I'm sure you do.
My lovely wife, Hank, pledging. Thank you.
Thank you, Hank.
Towards your frilly hatness.
Dear God.
Alex in Bronx loves the show.
Thank you, Alex.
Great show.
Wait. Says what? What says kind of show?
Love. Oh, he says love the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Does he say who he likes more, me or you?
No, didn't say that.
That's probably me.
Yeah. And thank you, Ken and Hyde Park.
Because I'm irreverent.
And... We're five. What are we? $500 away from Andy's next spin.
This is we won't have time for another spin.
This is my spin. 800-989-9368.
We won't have time for another one.
Ten minutes.
No, we won't have time. We're not going to make it. No, Veronica, we're not going to make it. No, 10 minutes. We're not going
to
make it.
No, we just have to. We're not going to make it. Oh,
saliva sock. Ken Friedman. Fantastic. Everyone. That's right. Cough up a nice juicy one.
Everybody get ready to spit in my sock.
Yeah, right in that sock. Then the sock goes back on.
Yeah. Oh, well.
The guy with the toothpaste all over his forehead is so happy that his friend.
That's the end of these shoes.
It's okay.
It is?
Yeah.
You're not going to wear those shoes anymore?
Well, I mean, how can I wear, I have to put the sock back into these shoes.
That's not the end of the shoes. You have so little respect for your phone volunteers.
Well, I mean. Daisy, if
before the show, Ken was saying, I hope I get to make out with everybody in the phone room. And now he's pretending to be grossed out.
All right, everybody, hack up a loog.
Yeah.
800-989-9368.
Ken's daughter is going from phone volunteer to phone volunteer while they spit into a shoe. Welcome to WFMU. Please pledge money to keep this station on the air. Because it's all about here at FMU, dignity, isn't it, Ken?
Our slogan, dignity and radio.
Dignity and radio.
I think Brenna should get a pass. Because
why?
I had to lick her shoe.
Shut up.
Lick her foot.
Oh, you don't know it. Now you're making up rules. Where do those goalposts go now?
$410 away.
Around.
We're $410 away. What's 410?
We're not going to make it.
410 divided by 12. It's like $35 a month. If one person will do $35 a month, Andy can spin that wheel one more time.
If this amuses you, I can feel the toothpaste just dripping into my eyes.
800-989-9368 is the phone number. The saliva sock is being passed around the phone room.
Yeah.
There's still another spin. We can still do it. We have 8 minutes to go. WFMU.org, 800-989-9368.
It occurs to me we now have DNA samples from everyone in the phone room. I'm sure the FBI would be very, very interested in that.
Thank you, Mark in Keyport.
Thank you, Mark in Keyport. 800-989. Oh, my God. Wait,
we're so close. We're so close.
Kevin and Julia in Highland Mills. Jim in Sparta. Oh, what's going on with your eyes here?
Ken, since you asked, I've got toothpaste in them. I need a napkin.
Really?
I need a paper towel.
Daisy, can we have a paper towel for
Andy? A nice wet paper towel. Also, a gun with one bullet, Daisy. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. If you can, two bullets, please.
Oh, would you like to put on the saliva sock? Because
I have to put
on the saliva sock now.
Oh, God.
All right.
God.
Andy's wiping the toothpaste out. And the saliva sock. The saliva sock is going on.
Yeah.
You're a good man,
yeah.
Ken.
All right.
Really, Veronica? That's what makes you a good man in your book?
I was just trying to make him feel better.
The saliva sock.
Oh, I wish I never got to meet your father, Veronica.
Seven minutes to go. $410 away. Can we get
the male role model for
four people to pledge $100 each at 800-989-9368. Just four people doing $100, and Andy might have to wear a frilly hat for a week, or he might get the peanut butter mohawk on his big bald head. So many great things that could happen.
The wet condom challenge.
The wet condom challenge out on the roof. 800-989.
I didn't expect a toothpaste to just...
Is it burning your eyes?
It's, oh, man.
Is it burning? Describe it, Andy. Describe it.
It is. It's kind of, it's a, it is a burn.
A burning sensation?
This is why, and if any kids are listening, the toothpaste really, really should go on the toothbrush and in the mouth.
It's weird because normally your eyebrows more? Would keep that out of your eyes.
Thank you, Veronica. I, yeah,
Daisy,
the system failed
more,
me.
We need Daisy, more paper need, towels.
Yeah,
bring the whole
Daisy.
Roll. Mark and Austin, thank you.
Honey, Kevin, if there's no gun, a straight razor of some kind, a rope.
Jim in Sparta. Thank you. Chris in Florham Park, Mark in Morris Plains, thank you all.
Oh, perfect. Thanks.
$410 away. We have 5 minutes to go. We need four $100 pledges, 800-989-9368, or eight $50 pledges.
Son, you were weaving all over the road. Well, officer, let me explain. I've got toothpaste in my eyebrows.
Ken, we're $110 away.
$110 away. Come
Who's
on.
Spinning next?
One person, you spin next.
No,
my
Ken,
friend.
Take my spin.
You spin.
Ken, take my spin.
I can't take your
A friend
spin.
Would take another friend's spin.
I've been wearing this hat.
Oh, shit.
I get to take this hat off in 5 minutes. 800-989-9368. We're $110 away from what will probably be the final spin of the show, which is Andy Breckman's spin. God. Andy's suffering from the toothpaste. Dripping into his eyes.
Andy, is this so worse stupid. Than getting your nipple pierced that time?
This is just so stupid.
Michael and Morris.
Oh, no, Place. Wait. Oh, no. I just rubbed it in the other.
You rubbed it in your eye.
Oh, shut
Yeah,
up.
Don't get it in further. $35 away now. $35 away from Andy's spin.
I'm blind.
800-989.
You know what? Here's where we are. I'm going to spin the wheel and have to take your word for it where it lands because I'm blind.
Thank you to Ray in Big Winnetka, Eric in Pine Bush, Chartrand in Ontario. Matthew in College Park, Roger in New York, thank you. Michael in Morris.
Why did I grow old? Why? Why did I work so hard? I don't get paid for this.
For the discount.
I never listen to this station. I never do. I never do.
All right, it's time for a spin.
You can check my preset dials in my car.
Time for another spin.
Have you ever
Andy
heard
Beckman.
The station? Veronica, have yeah. you ever heard the station?
I listen to it all the time. Wait,
I know, it's awful.
Come on, Andy. Give her a spin. 800-989-9368.
No!
Give her a spin, Andy.
You've had such good luck.
And
on
we're
this
about
to.
Oh, go to hell!
$190 away. You have had good luck. You have to admit.
Shut up.
Frilly hat.
Frilly hat. Frilly hat. Frilly hat.
Oh.
What is it?
Oh, Andy.
Oh,
what
no.
is it?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Tell me what it is.
Oh, it's a bad one.
No, what is
it's
it?
It's a bad
I'm
one.
I'm going to cry. What is
Daisy,
it?
Daisy, you need...
I can't see it.
I left a...
I, what is
you
it?
You have to write your name on the studio floor with your tongue.
No.
Oh.
No, don't do that. I'll grow up,
Seven
all
minutes
of you.
To go. Kelly Jones, our own Kelly Jones, thank you. Robert in Colonia, thanks. Thanks to Robin Fairfield. Brian... In okay. Monona, Wisconsin.
Okay. Where is... I need a bottle of water. I need a glass
of... Yeah, Daisy, I had a glass of water somewhere over there on the table.
Not water from the faucet.
No,
I need a bottle of water.
No, this was a glass of fresh water from...
From the FMU bathroom?
No, from the bottle. From the bottle of Poland Spring.
All right. All right, I'm going
I left...
This.
And thank you, Sierra.
What's the studio floor out there?
No, this studio floor.
Out right here?
Yeah, right here. Because then we'll be able to see it.
Can I do that?
Thanks to
Wait, where
everybody.
Are you pointing? Where are you
we're
pointing?
Only $180 away from my spin, which
no,
could
I'll
happen.
I'm going to do it on Ken's mat thing, where his chair is.
Okay, that's fine. That counts. 800-989-9368. Thank
that
you to Michael in Morris Plains. Thanks to Rebecca in Long Island City.
Okay,
to
where's
Otis,
the water?
Otis in Montreal. Bernd
oh,
in Germany.
Jesus.
You're a good man, Andy.
Thanks to Alex in Austin. Well, our own Frangry. Thank you, Francine.
Oh, thanks, Francine.
Thanks to Gwendolyn in Peekskill. Swag for life since 2017. Thanks, Gwendolyn.
Hey, can I just lick my nickname?
What's your nickname?
I.
No. No. No.
You never called me I?
No, I've never called you I. That's the name
I call myself that all the time. Like, I want to go outside.
Yeah, that's the name I call myself.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, okay, 800-989-9368.
All right, slide over.
Thank you to Jongle. From Brooklyn. Thank you very much. Loves WFMU.
I have a procedural question.
Yes, what's your procedural question?
Like, just
here?
Hypothetically, if Andy really wanted to get out of this challenge, could
yeah.
he substitute it for the frilly hat?
Fortunately, he's not. Yeah, Andy, would you like to trade this challenge for the frilly hat?
No, shut up.
Andy's down on the floor. Time to bring up the outro, the haunting love theme from WFMU.
Why Coup. Did I do it? You can't even see it. I'm an idiot.
Andy's spitting into the garbage can. He's taking a swig of water. I don't see an A.
There, oh, it's there. Here, you can look. It's now it's evaporated.
You did it?
Screw you, I did it right there. Why did I do it? It's invisible.
John, were you shooting video when he did it so we can go back and know that he did it? Andy's sitting on the floor as the WFMU 2019 Marathon marches on into the next program. Thank you to everybody who pledged. Thank you, Phone Room. Give yourself a big round of applause,
Thank
Phone
you,
Room.
Neil, David, Brenna, Jill,
Thanks,
Olivia,
Andy.
Robert, Nick, and Joe.
Andy, you've been a good sport.
Oh, shut up. Best won't do. If anybody out there,
Wow, we thanked everybody, Andy.
Right, our job is done.
Will you do more stunts next year?
Really? You had a good day?
No, he's not going to take it. Ken's not going to take it anymore.
I can't wait to hear that rock opera.
All right, this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Thank you, Veronica. Thank you, John Dalton, for camera work. Thank you, Ruth, in the Ruth booth for the live video. Thank you, Nick the Bard, for dinner. And thanks to everybody who pledged. And stay tuned for In Real Life, the Swagbot episode with Emily and Kim Zilla.
What if I get sick?
Take it. Ken's not gonna take it anymore. Ken's not gonna take it. No, he ain't gonna take it. Ken's not gonna take it anymore.
Just you try and make it.
Ken's not gonna take it.
Come on.
No, he ain't gonna take it.
I don't get all of it, the painting. It doesn't make any sense to me. It's art. I know it's art. It has meaning. Not to me. It doesn't. Maybe your urban art program is faulty. My art program is just fine. It's the painting that doesn't make any sense. Maybe you need to look closer. My optical enhancement system allows me to see nanoparticles from 50 feet away. You can't look any closer than that. Then tell me what you see when you look at the painting. A dot. That's it. A red dot. Yes, it's not my fault, it's the artist's fault. He was probably a lazy painter that could only afford the color red. He made this because he was cheap, and he was useless. I like it. Dale, my toaster could have painted this, and he's the type that believes in astrology. To each his own, Charlie, to each his own. What do you see when you look at it? Honestly. Yes. I see an old man. What? I see an old man. At the end of his life, reflecting on everything that he's done. All he has is what you see, everything he's accomplished, his home, his kids, the legacy he leaves behind, all wrapped up and symbolized by this object. This tiny insignificant dot. This period at the end of his life. But not only that, there's all this white space, that's all the things he didn't do, all that he didn't accomplish, the girl he didn't kiss, the trip he didn't take, all his regrets he now has to look at and take to his grave. I see an old man, and I see his pain. You're f***ing with me.
Shimmy, 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 shy, I'm in the city. Shimmy, 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 shy, I'm in the city. Last night I dreamed I was on the Nile. Shimmy, 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 shy, I'm in the city. Dancing with you, Egyptian style. Shimmy, 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 shy, I'm in the city. Way down in Egypt. Yeah.
Egyptian Shumba. Wait a minute. You're listening to In Real Life, and someone is missing from this room. Does it sound like Emily or does it sound like Kim? We have very similar voices.
Have you been told that?
Yeah, kinda. Anyway, you're listening to In Real Life. This is Kim Zilla. Sadly, the plague has hit our lovely Emily tonight. She is with us in spirit, but we do have a wonderful, wonderful human being. No, she's shaking her head. Okay, we have Sue Braun on the microphone. She is emceeing with me tonight, and I'm flying solo, and it's weird, Sue.
That's okay. You may be flying solo, but you aren't grounded yet. The European Union hasn't grounded Kim Zilla. She's here to do 1 hour of this fantastic radio show In Real Life and to raise money for WFMU. This is the second week of the fundraiser 2019. She's got to do it.
You get right into it, huh? You just jump right into business.
I do. You have an hour. That's a very limited amount of time.
Oh, but I have things to talk about. I wanted to talk about Emily being my Dumbo feather.
Okay.
So should we just start begging, I guess?
No begging is required. You know what? I have complete confidence that people call in, who collaborate with your program, who've been on the program, are going to be supporting this show. And it's so entertaining and so great. There's no reason why this shouldn't be a cinch for you.
Oh, okay.
And while we wish Emily the best in her recovery, you know what? Kim, look at me, girl.
Yeah.
You got to soldier on. You got to do this.
I do.
This is real life. This is real life.
She
this is not a fantasy.
She would have spread eye gunk all over the place.
Conjunctivitis,
I saved
folks.
All of you.
Conjunctivitis. You saved us. You're a superhero
right now.
And you have the power to motivate people to pledge to this program. 800-989.
I don't like that combination thing, so I wanted to just stop that right there.
Yeah. Could you just... Yeah, let's do this.
Okay. 800-989-9368. Wow.
We got it.
It's
Pledge
like we've
online.
Been doing this like for many, many years.
Yes. And
you have.
I have, but in the 3-hour format. So I understand 1 hour is a very compressed amount of time to talk about how great this show is and everything. We got a really special show, Kim.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you about it. We've got a live Swagbot video show. So what's going to go on here tonight? If you guys go to WFMU.org and you go to the homepage, or you can go to /playlists and comments, and you'll be able to click a video. And on that video, you will see me. You will also see Sue Braun and our lovely phone room volunteers. And if you pledge $20, that's it, $20. All we're asking for is you to pledge a 20 bucker and you will get bad advice. Bad advice from a robot.